אמר רבי זורק קברס לרשוס הרב. A person threw from a רשוס היוחד to a רשוס הרבים a קברס, a beehive. גבויה יוד ואין רחוב אבוב. Now a beehive is a circular keli. So he says, if the kaveres is 10 tfochim high, from the bottom to the top it's 10 tfochim, ve'eina rechov avov, and the diameter of the kaveres, if you measure the rechov of the kaveres, is not vov tfochim, so as we say, he threw a keli from a reshus ha-yochid into a reshus ha-rabim, and therefore he is chay. Rechov avov, but what if the kaveres is vov tfochim wide? Then the halacha is that he is potter. So before we see Rashi, just to understand the pirush of the Gemara according to Rashi, Rashi shita is as follows, that the chiyuv of zayrek mirshus hayochid lirshus harabim is only when one throws a chafetz. If one is throwing something that has a teiris reshus on itself, let's say we would have a box that is 10 tfachim tall, and it is dalet al dalet, so this box, this closet, is a reshus hayochid. That is the dimensions of reshus hayochid. So if someone would throw a box from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harabim, so Rashi holds there's no chiyuv of zayrik, because in the Mishkan, the tzir of zayrik, they threw chafetzim. They did not throw rishuyos. So that is yisoid aleph. So now Abaye is just telling us a little plain arithmetic, that if you have a circular box, a keveres is also a box, but it's circular. So you have to know how big does the circle have to be in order that you could put into the circle a square of dalet al dalet. So Abaye told us, if the reichiv of the circle, the width of the circle, is vav tvachim, then one can be assured that one could put in a circle, that the width is vav tvachim, one can put in a square of dalet al dalet. So then this kaveres has a teiris reshus on itself. So then, if he threw it, he's potter, because there's no chiyev zrike on reshuyes. If the reiche, the width of the circle, is less than 6 tvachim, so then one cannot put into the circle a square of dalet al dalet. So then, it is not a reshus. So then he is chayiv, and that is bekitzer, the memra of Abaye, according to Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Kaveres agulahi, it is a round chafetz. Gevoya yud, kloima, afilu gevoya yud, even though it has the height of a reshus hayochid, im eino rechova vov beemtza isa, but if you will measure the width of the circle, and it does not have vav tvachim, chay, he is chay. Why? Da'kati chayfetz ba'almahu. This is considered a chayfetz. It is not considered a reshus, because it doesn't have dalet al dalet. If it is less than vav, so if the width of the circle is less than vav, you cannot inscribe in the circle a square of dalet al dalet. Dakati chayfetz ba'almu, ve'eino rishus la'atzmo. So, the lehavi rishus di'eraise, it is only considered a rishus min ha'toire, elo givoya yud urechova dalet al dalet. Something that is 10 tvachim, and it has the height of 10 tvachim, and the length and width are dalet al dalet. Kidamrinan ba'erevin, the whole shiurin de Shabbos, sorich hein valachsoinu. You have to have a square with a diagonal of the square That means if you make a right triangle in the square, so the alachsin, so you need the alachsin of a square of dalet dal dal. Now, the davar ogel. Now Rashi says, so how did we get to this magic number of six? Why does the circle have to be six tefachim wide? So Rashi says, v'davar ogel, ki merabes lo mitoichoi, if you want to put a square in a circle, umavka igol shesoviv, and you're taking out the area of the circle that is surrounding the square, shesoviv haribua, which is surrounding the square, loy mashkachas be dalet miriboi, iloy havi iguloi korev leshisha. It is impossible to have a merube, a square of dalet, iloy havi iguloi korev leshisha, if the width of the circle is around six tvach. So how do you figure this out? Kedomrinon gabi suke hasuya kekipsha. Tal kolchoch tzorech shetimtza besoichoi. If you want to have a square of dalet al dalet tvachim, so the diagonal, so you need an alach sign of a square of dalet al dalet. Shetimtza besoichoi alach sign shel dalet al dalet. So you need a diagonal of dalet al dalet. V'chol, and how large is the diagonal? V'chol tefach b'ribuyoi. If you have a square tefach, so the diagonal of the square is tefach utrei chumshi balachsoine. The diagonal of the square is a tefach in two fifths. So now if we have a square that is dalet al dalet, so the diagonal of the square, which is the diameter of the circle, the width of the circle, is harei hei tfachim v'gimul chumshe. So the diagonal has to equal five tfachim and five and three fifths tfachim. Period. So b'meile, that's how we got to the number of six. Because, that's what he says, if it is six tfachim, so memele, it is zicha a reshus hayochid. Now the problem is, but Abaye said very sharp words. He said, zora kaveres l'shus harabim ve'eino rechovovo chayim. If the roichev of the circle, the diameter of the circle is not vov, that means even if it's 5 4/5, 5 3/5, it's chayim. So now Rashi had a meiridike kasha. How could you be chayiv by if it has a roichev of 5 3/5? This is an emes of reshus hayochid. How could you be chayiv? So Rashi says va'abaye loydok. Abaye wasn't medayik. Ulechumra hu de loydok. So that's what he said. That less than 6 you're chayiv. He was machmel. He wanted to be mafrish someone meisur Shabbos. That even though meiker hadin, he's not chayiv because it is a rishus. As long as the kaveres will have a reichiv of 5 3/5 tvachim, so he's not chayiv. But Abaye wanted to be machme. He said you are chayiv. Lafrishe meisur Shabbos. Af al gav. The yesh kan alach soin be'ene rechov v'shishe is mechayev lei. He's also mechayev mid rabbonim. So Rashi saying if this whole thing is a chumre, so mechayev lei cannot mean less than 6 tvachim. You can't say he's chayev a kolben. You can't say he's chayev skila because he threw a reshus. This is a reshus min ha'teire. Is mechayev lei mid rabbonim. Ad the ikeshisha, till the 6th vachim. When the 6th vachim, then you're not even chayim mid rabbonim. Avol vaday linyin kolben loy maisi. A kolben izicha won't bring ihavi hei tvachim v'gimul chumshim. Davek is zayrik reshus. That is zicha. He's not chayim a kolben. He's not chayim skila. He's chayim mid rabbonim. when there's six tvachim, is not even chayiv mida rabbanon also. Now let us just clarify one nikude in what Rashi is saying, because there is a tremendous problem over here. Rashi says, the Abaye said, rechove vov potter. So what does potter mean? Does potter mean mutter? No, potter doesn't mean mutter, l'chayre. Kol potter Shabbos, Shabbos is potter avol osser. So six is also osser midarabonon. So you're not allowed to do it. But potter. And what is 5 3/5? Chayiv. What is chayiv? Not chayiv chatos, not chayiv skila. Yechayiv midarabonon. What's a yechayiv midarabonon? So the Rosh Yosef says that Rashi means yechayiv makis mardis. That's what Rashi means. That's the chayiv midarabonon. There's a chayiv oynish. If a person did it b'mezit, it's chayiv makis mardis. Hayitz a reshus, b'reimen ish kai kapri wa machme. You're not going to make a reshus as a punktlach 5 3/5. Kozman, it's not six, it's not a prozaya, a breite reshus, you're chayiv makis mardis. We, midarabonon, we gave it a din of a chayfet. That's how the Rosh Yosef learns Pshat and Rashi. So the Chodesh Ovi from the Baal HaMechaber of the Pele Yoyitz wants to say the other way, that Rashi learned over here, it's Potter and Mutter, so Chayiv means also Midarabonah. But Al Kaponim, so that is Pshat in Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. But Al Kaponim, Rashi had a tremendous shtick Torah over here. The numbers of Nishkishtim Tloit Rashi. Why do you need a Reuche Vov? A Reuche 5 3/5 is enough. So Rashi said, as tiktayre the rabbonu wa machma till a reiche vov, and lechumre, leidok, and they were leidok lechumre. Tosis brings down here Rabbeinu Chananel, which solved Rashi's problem. And Rabbeinu Chananel says, Amayre de Kechidish. Rechovo shisha pota. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, the davke nokat shisha. When Abaye said, you need a reiche of shisha, you need davke shisha. Less than shisha, you're chayiv min ha-toire. Why? Zekta Rabbeinu Chananel as follows. The doifnei ha-keveres. And then we'll see Pshat Rabbeinu Chananel in a veinik. The Rabbeinu Chananel held as follows. What is considered a reshus ha-yochid? A reshus ha-yochid is a area that is surrounded with mechitzas asora, and there is dalet al dalet. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel held, you need dalet al dalet bein ha-mechitzas. You need an area of dalet al dalet that is surrounded by mechitzas. But if you will have the area, the whole thing from the outside will be dalet al dalet, you're including the mechitzas, so you don't have a mokum of shimush of dalet al dalet. You can't be mishtamish with the mechitzas are in your way. Dalet al dalet is besides the mechitzas. So that means if you have an area of dalet al dalet and there are mechitzas which are surrounding this dalet al dalet, then it is a reshus ha-yochid. So therefore the Rabbeinu Chananel says a meiridika einfal. We have to make a square in this kaveres. Now you can't include the walls of the kaveres. If you're including the walls of the kaveres, it has to be bigger than dalet al dalet. Because the whole dalet al dalet is with the walls, so you don't have a dalet of shimush. You don't have a dalet of space. So therefore, to the Rabbeinu Chananel, amir dikayinfal, that the walls of the kaveres are a fifth of a tefach on each side. So when you measure the width of the kaveres, so the width has to be not 5 3/5, it has to be 6. And if you'll have 6, so the inside circle will be 5 3/5, and the outside circle is 6. And the Abaye measured the kaveres from the outside of the kaveres, the width of the kaveres, including the doifnei ha-kaveres. So Memela, so that's why Rabbeinu, that Abaye was Meiridik Meduyik. Abaye said that the width of the Kaveres has to be 6. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. The davke nokat shisha. You need that the width of the kaveres from the outside has to be 6. The doifne hakaveres, the walls of the kaveres, yesh bohem shnei chumshin. The walls of the kaveres, there's a chaimish on each side. There's a chaimish of a tefach on each side. V'tzorech, and you need shehei avir dalet b'soich hakaveres. You need avir dalet b'soich hakaveres. Fine. So now, Tosfos had a kasha. Meiridik, he says, that the Rabbeinu Chananel said that you need dalet al dalet besides the mechitzes. So l'chayre, there's a meiridik problem according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. When the Abayim measured the height of the kaveres, the height of the kaveres is when you're measuring from the outside, it's 10 tfachim. Now, 10 tfachim does not mean 10 tfachim of space. You have, the Rabbeinu Chananel just told us that the doifin of the kaveres is a fifth of a tefach thick. So memeile, when you measure the kaveres from the outside, you really have 9 4/5 tfachim, which are surrounded by mechitze, and then there's a fifth of a tefach, which is not area, which is the bottom of the kaveres. So l'chayre, so just like Abaye was medayik, that you have to exclude the area of the mechitzes in order to have a reichiv dalet, so you should have to exclude the area of the shulayim, the thickness of the shulayim, the bottom of the kaveres, in order to assure that you have a goiva of 10 tfachim. And Abaye didn't say that. Abaye said, if Abaye was the daikin, so the same Abaye that said vav said yud. So now we have a problem. So Taisa says it's no problem. So Taisa says as follows. Afal gav, de'ein avir gavoya yud, Elohim hashulayim, even though the goiva yud is together with the bottom of the kaveres, so really we have 9 4/5 tefachim of avir and 1/5 tefach of the doifen hakaveres, and that adds up to 10. That's no problem. Legabi goiva mitstalfim im ha'avir linyin goiva. You could add this 1/5 tefach together with the 9 4/5 tefachim of avir to make a reshus hayochid. Why? The hilchise gidut hay umechitze hay mitstalfen. Because l'alocha we paskin that gidut chamisha mechitze chamisha mitstalfen. Now what is this gidut chamisha mechitze chamisha? We'll see soon in Taisus, but let me explain it now. Gidut chamisha means as follows. You have a mound of earth that is 5 tfachim tall. Fine. A person will stand on this mound. He's not standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Now, over this mound, a person is going to make a mechitza of 5 tfachim. And now, the shaila is, what halacha does the karkois of this mound have? Does this have a halacha of a Rishus HaYochid? Yes or no? So really, it's a very debatable shaila, because looking at it, it says nishtahin and nishtahel. That means you have here, if you have a tail that's gavoya yud, so memeila, so you say good asik mechitze, and you shall ask, if this would be gavoya yud, so then Rashi said before, so on top of this becomes a reshus hayochin, because since you have yud over here, we say good asik mechitze, and we consider that this mokim is mukif mechitzes asora. That is, it is gavoya yud. If you have mechitzes yud, it's also a reshus hayochid. Here it's nishtahin and nishtahel. Here is 5. You have a tail. This is not a mechitze. As the Chacham Tzvi says, this is a entity that you schlep mechitzes, but this is not a mechitze. Then you have a mechitze 5. So you have an apple and a pear, which is very hard to combine. So be'etzem it's a shaila, can you add these two together? Can you add these two together? So Rav Chisda held, you don't add these two together. Gidut chamisha u'mechitza chamisha, ain't mitzafim. You don't have a reshus hayochid over here. On top of the mound is no reshus hayochid. because he's not moved the Humdul Shusaram. This Mechitza is a Mechitza Shal Chomesh, and the Omud is a Mechitza Shal Chomesh. They don't add together. La Aloche we paskin, that Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitzvah. Aloche we paskin, it is Mitzvah. Fine. So let's be Kaisen Veinik. So Memele, so there's no problem in this Kaveres. This Kaveres, what was the problem? That you only have a Mechitza of 9 4/5. And the last 1/5 of the Tefach is no Mechitza. There you only have a Gidut. You only have a solid base that is 1/5 of a Tefach. So Taisha says, what's the problem? That's Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha. That means you could add a Omud, you could add a double, you could add a double Otum to a Mechitza if on the outside they add up to 10. So Memele, if you put down this Kaveres, you put down this Kaveres, and you measure from the bottom till the top, it's 10 Tfachim, even though this 10 Tfachim comes together from a Mechitza that is 9 4/5 Tfachim, and a thickness of the bottom of the Kaveres, which is 1/5 of a Tefach, so that's Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, that add up to 10. So Memele, that's, so Abaye was Meiridik Meduyik. When he spoke about the Reichev, he had to exclude the Mechitzes. You need Dal besides the area of the Mechitzes. When he spoke about the Goiva, he could use the Mechitze, the Shulayim of the Kaveres. That's what Taisus is going to say. So let us see innovate now. V'tzore, v'gavoya yud, afal gavdein avir gavoya yud, elo ima shulayim, we will not have a Goiva yud. Unless we add the shulayim, the bottom of the kaveres, together with the mechitza, mitzalfenim ha'avir. So the shulayim can become mitzuruf to the avir le'inyin goiva. The hilchis, because la'alocha we paskin yidut hayu mechitza hay mitzalf. Afal gav the Rashi perish. Rashi has a different pshat in gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha. Rashi says, "Haynu she'osa mechitza hay al boir omukay," that he made a mechitza hay on a boir omukay. So according to Rashi, so the person inside he's surrounded by a mechitza yud. He's surrounded by a mechitza yud. That's a Rashi learns pshat. Maybe from the Rishus HaRabim, from the Rishus HaRabim, looking into it, it's. There's a mechitza hay in a oimekay. Abal kaponim, that's how Rashi says, then it's mitzurit. That's how Rashi says. Ain't perushe nira. But that's not pshat in Rav Chisde and the Gemara. Why? Tosnan, because this case is enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, boir v'chul yosoi mitznalfen. Now, boir v'chul yosoi means that the chul yisabair means the earth that you took out of the boyer, you made a fence around the boyer, and boyer v'chul yosei mitztalfim. So that means the oimek ha-boyer, together with the height of the chuyem, is mitzurif to make 10. So what Rashi says, the shayla of gidut chamisha, mechitza chamisha, which is a shayla in the Gemara, and Rav Chisda, it's not mitztarif, that's what Rashi says. The Taisa says there can't be such a shayla, it's enough in the Mishnah. Boyer v'chul yosei mitztalfen. I mean, kein heichi polig Rav Chisda loy ma'ei mitztalfen. Kimen amas nisini. One raya. Raya number two. B'chol gagay samrinon, the Gemara in Erevin says as follows. Behedye, that in the case that Rashi marshals out, the moide Rav Chisda b'tachtoino, hoyil v'roya p'nei yud. Now, the Gemara in Erevin is speaking about such a case. The Gemara in Erevin is speaking about two chatzeres. One chatzer is 5 tfachim higher than the other chatzer. So Memela will say, this is one chatzer over here, and the other chatzer is over here. Yeve two chatzeres. Now, the person that's living on the top chatzer made a mechitza chomesh. He made a mechitza chomesh. So now the shaila is, if this chotzer can be ma'ariv with this chotzer, or this chotzer can be ma'ariv with this chotzer, they can make one erev. So the Gemara says as follows. The bottom chotzer zicher cannot be ma'arev with the top chotzer, because the bottom chotzer has a mechitza yud that is mabdul himself from the top chotzer. So the bottom chotzer is zicher cannot make an eiris together with the top chotzer. The two chatzeris are separate. The baal, the one in the top chotzer, if he can make an eiris with the bottom, so that the Gemara says, that's telling the shayla of gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha. He's moved from five this way and five this way. So that's Kidut Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. But the bottom one has a Mechitza Asorah. So we see Klal from this Gemara, not like Rashi. According to Rashi, Rashi says that Kidut Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha is such a case here a Boyer Omek Hei and a Mechitza Hei. And that the Gemara says that is not considered Kidut Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. This is considered a Mechitza Asorah. Only the top one is considered Kidut Chamisha or Mechitza Chamisha. So Al Kaponim Taisus brings two rayas, not like Rashi's pshat. In Memele, so the Rach is Meiridik. So that what does Taisus say? Ubechol Gagei Samrine Behedye the Moide Rav Chisda Betachtoine. Even Rav Chisda holds that you do not that Gidut Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha is not Mitztaret. Moide Rav Chisda Betach Toine Hoyul Veroye Pnei Yud. He has in front of him a Mechitza Yud. So that can't be Rashi's pshat. The way Rashi says, Al Tzoch Lefovish the Gidut Hei Mechitza Hei Hainu She'osa Mechitza Hei Al Peil Gavoye Hei. It means there was a mound that was Hei Tvochem Tol, and on this mound he put a Meire Mechitza Hei. That's the tzir of Gidut Chamisha. So Memele, so the Rach has no problem. So that's why if the Kaveres will have a Goiva Yud, even though the Goiva Yud is put together from a Shulayim of a fifth of a Tefach and a Mechitza 9 4/5 for him, that's Metzurah. So that is Pshat and the Rabbeinu Chanan. Ve'ein nire perish Rabbeinu Chanan. So after such a beautiful pshat, Taisus comes and says, but Taisus does not like the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. Why? Because the yesod of the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is that you need an area of dalid al dalid besides the mechitzes in order to give it a shem rishus hayochid. Frek Taisus, the oivi Chuyes haboyer mitztaref nami lechlal haboyer laabo mishum dechazi lemeinach Allah midi ulishtamish kedama beperik chaloyin. Before we go to the tzir and perik chaloyin, let us understand what Taisvis Raya is. Taisvis has a gemara. The gemara says Chuyes haboyer mitztaref bein leoirech. Now, let us go back to this Chuyas HaBoyer. If you'll have a boyer with a Chuyas surrounding it, let's say for practical purposes, this Chuyas is now 10 Tvachim tall. 10 Tvachim tall, you have a boyer, and you have an area that's 10 Tvachim tall, a fence around it, or something that is enclosing, the fence that is made out of dirt. So you have surrounding the boyer something that looks like a chimney that's 10 tefachim tall. So it's mitztaref, the Gemara says, l'roichev also. What does that mean, l'roichev? That means, if you will measure the roichev of the chulye, and from one side to the other side, if the chulye, let's say it's a square boyer, so we want it to make 6 tefachim, so if it's a square boyer, so it'll be 4 by 4, it has aloche, the top of the chulye has aloche of Rishus HaYochid. Even though the space is less than dalet al dalet, but the Gemara says the chulye is mitzarev to the space. So, and it's mitzurif, so if someone will throw something on top of the chulye, it will rest on the chulye, it's called noch b'shus HaYochid. There's less than dalid al dalid mokim shimush, but it says it's mitzurah. What is the lomdestaka? Why is it mitzurah? So Taisvah says, because the chazi lemeinach alei midi ulishtamish. Because it is possible that this area is the whole area, including the mokim ha-mechitzes, is roi lishimush if you put a board on top of it. That means, if you have something, you have, let's say, a square box. You have a square box that the area of the box is dalid al dalid, and dalid al dalid over here means that this box really is open. You just have four walls. You have one wall over here at tefach, one wall here at tefach. Each wall has it has an ivy of a tefach, and the area in between you don't have dalid al dalid. Afal pikein. Since theoretically you could put something on top of this and be mishtamish on the whole area, so it is considered you have dalid al dalid l'shimush. Even though now if you're batlonish you don't have dalid al dalid l'shimush, there's a hole in the middle, so what? But it is possible to be mishtamish on the whole mokim iboi monach alei midi yom mishtamish. So therefore, so this gets a aloch of a reshus hayochim. Now, Taisus brings a similar case. The Gemara says that an omud, which we had before, very an omud gavoya yud, which is dalid al dalid. So an omud that is gavoya yud is a reshus ayochet, because you say good asik mechitze, so this mokim is a din of a reshus ayochet. So the Gemara says, what if you had a wise guy, and he put it in miloi bi yisaitis, he filled up nails, he put nails all over the roisha amud, so you can't be mishtamish over here, or you can't put anything down, there's a nail here, you can't be mishtamish. So the Gemara tzilah is just a yochid. Iboi monech alei midi mishtamish, so over the nails, you put a board over here, so in the din of roi l'shimush, it doesn't have to be bepoil, the way it is now, it's roi l'shimush. If it's possible to make this roi l'shimush, so it has a din of dalad al dalad. So the Melus of Taisus says that the whole Iluyis of the Rach is Nishtoiskal. What did the Rach say? You need an area of dalad al dalad. You need an area of dalad of dalad in order to make it Roy Lishimush. So Taisus says, no, you could be mitzarev the Koisle HaKaveres. And even though, and that'll make the dalad al dalad. Aye, what's your problem? It's not Roy Lishimish. Put something on top of the Kaveris and it's Roy Lishimish. Therefore, Taisvis disagrees with the Rach. So you have to say, Elatoch Loima, the Noketoch Hashisha, Loidok, Kedepei Rishash. So this is Taisvis Kasha and the Rabbeinu Hanan. And the Etzim Kasha, let me just tell you over two Tirutzim. Taisvis Azayit Gemach, the Rabbeinu Hanan, Alazay, Ein Nire. So let me tell you two terutzim. The Rashba says a teretz, what's a kepatz for the Rashba? The Rashba says, Iboi meinech olei midi yom mishtamish, he says, but you need strong walls. You can't have, if you have very, very weak walls, you can't say, Iboi monech olei midi yom mishtamish. If you have strong walls, so memele, so then it is, so since theoretically it's possible to put something on top and to be mishtamish, so it's called, you have dalid al dalid horoi l'shimush. So the Rashba says, Rabbeitai, this kaveres with the 1/5 of the tefach of the wall is a very weak thing. You'll put something on top of it, the whole thing will collapse. It's not roi l'shimush, aydei davaracha. Therefore you need dalid al dalid inside. Dalid al dalid inside, then it's roi l'shimush. But if you're going to create a mokim a roi l'shimush, to supporting it on the walls of the Keveres, forget about it. Ad kan divrei harashb. Rab Chaim says another teretz. Rab Chaim says, Amiridike lomdishe teretz. Rab Chaim says as follows. Rab Chaim says that what Taisvis found, Taisvis found two gemoras that, let's say that, Boyer v'chul yosoi mitzdarfen l'roichet. That means you had an enclosure that is 10 by, that is 10 tfachim tall, and the even with the oivim mechitzis are mitzurif to the cholol to make it dalad al dalad. Well, the same thing, we had an umud that was mole yesedis, so since you can put something on top of it, so it's considered that there's a reshus hayochid on top. Zot Rav Chaim, that is 100% true. On top of this area, this umud, so on top of the yesedis is a reshus hayochid. It's roi l'shimush. On top is roi l'shimush. Let's talk about the boir v'chu yosi that the Gemara is speaking about. We had an enclosure that we put together. We put together the cholol and the oivei hamechitzes. On top of that is a rishus hayochid, because my boy monach elei midi u'mishtamish. But Zot Rav Chaim, but let's go down inside, underneath the chulya. When you don't have, when the cholol is less than valid al dalad, is inside a rishus hayochid. Inside is not a rishus hayochid, because inside you don't have your dalad al dalad. The dalad al dalad you only have on top, on the omud, that's gevoya yud. So here is a rishus hayochid. Here's a mokim aroy l'shimush. But inside, when the cholol inside is the cholol inside a rishus hayochid, the cholol inside is not a rishus hayochid. The Gemara only says that if you were zorek achevet on top of the chul yisabayr over here, you're chayev, because on top of here is the rishus hayochid. But inside the enclosure, since you do not have dalad al dalad, this is not a rishus hayochid. This is because you don't have dalad al dalad. The bokim, because the only dalad al dalad you have on top of the boy, you need, in order to have a shame rishus hayochid, you need a mokim dalad al dalad haroi l'shimush. Where is it roi l'shimush? If this is the top of the chulya, this is the top of the chulya sabur. So you have over here, these are all your mechitzes, and here you have the cholol. So memele, so since in this area over here, if you're gonna put a board on top of it, so it's roi l'shimush, so memele, on top of here is roi l'shimush. But inside over here, since you have mechitzas blocking the shimush, then inside, you do not have dalad al dalad. You only have gimel al gimel over here. What makes the inside a rishus hayochid? The inside is definitely not a rishus hayochid. Zot Rav Chaim, say b'zoy, it's meiridik to Rabbeinu Chananel. Lay me boy, if we'll learn according to Rashi. This is a different pshat, but let's learn Rashi pshat. Rashi says that the p'tur is your zoyrik a rishus. The kaveris is a rishus. The kaveris is not a rishus. The whole inside of the kaveris is not a rishus. Why? Because inside of the kaveris you do not have a roichim dalad al dalad. You have on top of the kaveris. On top of the kaveris will be a rishus hayochid. Very good, but the kaveris alone is not a rishus hayochid. Here we need that the kaveris has to be a rishus hayochid. Tosfos only made that the top of the kaveris is a rishus hayochid. What's helped me, the top of the keveres? I have to make the inside of the keveres has to be a rishus hayochid. Out the cheshbin of Taisus, the inside is not a rishus hayochid. So therefore, the rach is meira de gerech. Faker Taisus darf me doch verstehen. You have to understand Taisus. Yeah. Okay, so the vial al kaponim, we have here, shitas rashi, and shitas arach. If this number of six is dafke or lav dafke. Now, before we go to the next taisvis, we have to understand that Rashi set up shat in the Gemara, which is meiridik mechudishtik. Rashi said in the Gemara that the whole chiyuv of zrike is dafke if you're zoyrik achaitit. If you're zayrik a rishus, in the Mishkan there wasn't such a thing as zrikes rishuyais. So therefore, if a person is zayrik a rishus, so there's no chiyuv of Shabbos. So the Tosfos Yeshanim, on the right side of Rashi, says, v'loy nehira. The ashkechon miya shahoyo meitzin rishuyais. Kegoyin orein, u'mizbechais. So Tosfos says, and there was a din in the Mishkan, they were mighty rishuyes. The orin is a rishus. You have a box there. The orin and the mizbechais. is memele. So therefore, there was hitzos reshuyos in the Mishkan also. So memele. So where did Rashi get this cloud that the whole hitzos only on chafetzim, not by reshuyos? That's the Taisus Yeshonim's kasha. The Achronim, the Chsam Sefer, the Rishash, they answer that was by Hitzor, by Zrike, they never threw the Yoron in the Shulchan. So there's a chiluk between Zrike and Gabi Adin Yonim, there's a chiluk. There's a chiluk between Zrike and Hitzor. There's other kashas on Rashi. We have to find why Taisus did not want to learn like Rashi at all. There's other kashas. The Taisus Arosh asks, he says, it has to be exactly what they threw in the Mishkan. Maybe they threw kelim, but they didn't throw food. So if a person will throw food, they also shouldn't be chayav. It's not to be the Mishkan. I mean, where do you draw the line? Das ya, das nicht. Rashi is very mechudishtik. Rabbi Kevedger asks a kasha and Rashi that this was only a havamin in the Gemara. You learn now from Zrikas Machten. With the emes, bechlal you don't learn out from what was in the Mishkan. So Rashi, however, Rashi said pshat in the Gemara, it's a mechudish tike pshat, which there are a lot of grumbling from Rishonim and Achronim that it's not so poshit that this yesod of Rashi, that zrikis rishuyes is potter, it's a meirid kechidish. So therefore, we don't have to think too deeply why Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi. So Tais is going to say now a meira de kipshat in the Gemara, but not like Rashi. Rechava shisha potter. So Abaye said, if the kaveret is a reshus hayochit, you are potter. Why? So Tais says a meira de kipshat. Shakaveres atzmo, the kaveres alone, nasis reshus hayochit shetonuach. As soon as the kaveres rests on the ground, what are we speaking about? We are speaking about a case that someone threw from a reshus hayochid to a reshus harabim. So all the time when someone throws into a reshus harabim, so this thing is resting in a reshus harabim. That is meleches haitzor. But if you throw a reshus hayochid into a reshus harabim, this kaveres is a reshus hayochid, so when you throw this into the reshus harabim, let us picture now that the kaveres is the fane hak, it's like an open box. You have here an area that here's the floor and the walls are going up. So as soon as he throws it into the reshus hayochid, when it fell, so what do you have over here? This is noch birshus hayochid, because this area now is not reshus harabim. This area is Rishus HaYochid. Let us say if a person would have mechitzes without a floor, let's make it, a person would throw the mechitzes, he has four mechitzes, and he throws the mechitzes, as soon as the mechitzes fall on the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't fall on the Rishus HaRabim, when it falls, it becomes the Rishus HaYochid. This mokim is mokim mechitzes. So Memeilus, Otaisvis says, Amoyre de Kibshat. When a person threw the kaveres and he threw it from a reshus hayochid, it did not end up into a reshus harabim. It ended up into a reshus hayochid, because where it falls, that's what it is. When a reshus hayochid falls into a reshus harabim, the mokim becomes a reshus hayochid. So he threw from a reshus hayochid, the reshus hayochid derech reshus harabim. So that's not bad. As derech reshus hayochid, reshus hayochid. Derech Rishus HaRabim, if you lay off in and Zerik Mimoshid, so Memele, you're Potter. That is how Taisus learns Pshat. Rechava Shisha Potter, Shakaveres Atmo, Nasis Rishus HaYochid Kshetanuach. When the Kaveres falls, Bishaset is Noch, so the Mokim becomes a Rishus HaYochid. Vahavik is Zerik, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, the Potter, so there's Noch here. We do not learn out Zayrik Mimoshit. Period. That Rabbi Kiva holds Klute Kemisha Hun Chodami, so Lachayre.
So Mamela Yochayiv, afilu before it came down, Hoche Potter, so you also be Potter, the Cholmokim Shimul Nachas, Choshev Rishus HaYochid. So what is your problem? Your problem is, it's Noch in the Avi Rishus HaRab. So this Mokim is a Rishus HaYochid. Wherever it's Noch, it's Noch Rishus HaYochid, because this is a Rishus HaYochid. Fine. So Mamela, that is pshat in the Gemara. Now, before we go further, there's a very edele problem over here. That means when you are throwing a rishus ayochid into a rishus arabim, so the shaila is it considered? It happens very quickly. Was it considered the Rishus HaYochid landed in the Rishus HaRabim and then it became a Rishus HaYochid? Is it considered that the Rishus that it landed in the Rishus HaYochid? Or it came to Basacha? There's three ways to look at it. But L'chay Retaisvis understood now, you could only be Chayiv if it landed in the Rishus HaYochid. So it landed, so you say, it became a Rishus HaYochid before it landed. So then we could say it landed in the Rishus HaYochid. If it became a Rishus HaYochid after it landed, so L'chay, if it landed in the Rishus HaRab, so you have to say it landed in the Rishus HaYochid, which is very difficult to understand about Kaponim, as I daf mezog. Beperik HaZoyrik, so now Taisus brings three Gemaras, which we have, as a endlich Shaila. Boy Rabbi Yochanan, very long dishes over here. Boyer test, a person had a boyer which is test 9 tefachim deep. So a boyer that is 9 tefachim deep is not a rishus hayochid. Va'okar mimenu chulye, and he was oikar a chulye. That means he was oikar earth that was omuk a tefach. Vehishlim eliyut. With the Akiris Achuya, he's doing two things. He's taking out a Tefach, and with taking out the Tefach, it becomes a Boir Yud. So here also we have a hair-splitting Shaila. Is it called he took out a Tefach from a Boir Yud? Because with the taking out, it becomes a Boir Yud? I don't know. It became a Boir Yud after he took it out. He took it out from a Boir Pet. So he's not chayiv. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. Boy Rab Yochanan, boy test va'okar mimenu chulye v'hishlim eliyut, and with akiras achulye it becomes a beriyut v'inichay b'rishus harab, and he put that in the rishus harab. Akiras chayfet, that what he was oike the chulye v'asiyas mechitze b'hadi adodi kosi, they come together. Umechayev, and it's ke'ilu, he took it out. You look at the end result. Bishas, he's taking it out. Umechayev. So it's ke'ilu, he took out the tefach, the chulye from a beryud. Oiloi. Or maybe not. You don't say that because Kozman, it's not taken out. It's a beryutet. So maybe he can't say he took out a chulye from a beryud. Ve'im timtzaloim. So the Gemara was nachis to that. Even loy havi mechitze yud meikore loy mechayev. Maybe you'll take a say like that. Since it wasn't first yud, so memele the taking out of the chulye, you can't say he took out a chulye from a ber yud because the bishas when he took it out it wasn't yud, and the basachas does not make keilu he took it out from a ber yud. So the gemara says, so I'll clear a different shaila. What if you have already a beryut? Beryut, v'nosan l'soichai chulya miyata. He had a beryut. Now he took a tefach of dirt and put it into the beryut. So when it's noch, it becomes a beryutet. So the shaila is it considered he was oikel? He took this chulya, was standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and he threw it into the Rishus HaYochid. So when he threw it in, it was a Rishus HaYochid. When it lands, it becomes Ois Rishus HaYochid. But here already this was a Rishus HaYochid before he threw it in. Is this considered he's throwing it into a Rishus HaYochid and then it becomes Ois Rishus HaYochid? Or the Rav Shanein? So what is the Maile of the second case over the first case. So Tosis learns in the Havamina, the mile of the second case over the first case is because here it was already a Rishus HaYochid. So Memela, since it once was a Rishus HaYochid, could be, it doesn't lose the same Rishus HaYochid, the same Rishus HaYochid, till after the Hanochid. Oh, but so Bishas HaNochid is considered noch the Rishus HaYochid. In the first case, it never was a Rishus HaYochid. It became a Rishus HaYochid through the Akire. So then, could be, so you can't say it was Oike from a Rishus HaYochid, because it became a Rishus HaYochid with the Akira. The second case is better. The second case, it was already a Rishus HaYochid, so it could be it's called Noch Rishus HaYochid, and then it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. So the second case is better than the first case. That's the Vim Tim Tzoloyme. Vim Tim Tzoloyme, Kimen Lehavi Mechitze Yud Meikoreh, Loi mechayim, he's not mechuyim, because b'shaitoi, b'shas takire, there wasn't a Rishus HaYochid, what'll be faker? Boer yud, v'nosan l'soichoi chulye, u'miyatoi, mal anochas chayfet v'silat mechitzes ba'de adonikos in yechayim, so it's called here, you have already a boer yud, other name, v'im kain. So that is the shayla. So Tosfos learns the Shaila. The Shaila is the tzad that you should, let's say in the second case, you have already a Boer Yud. What is the tzad that you should be potter? The tzad that you should be potter is, so Tosfos learned, since after the Hanoche, it will be considered you have a Boer test. So we consider, he's throwing it into a Boer test. That means we take the end result, what's going to be, and it's ki'ilu, threw it into a boyer test. V'im kein abaye de pshitalei de machzele de mevatel mechitze. Abaye holds a machzeles is mevatel a mechitze. The kama hosam. Abaye holds like this. Boyer b'rshu sarabit omuk yud v'roichev ches. There's another case over there. You have a boyer that has that is rochav ches tfochim. So ches tfochim, it's a zicha reshus hayochid, it's a double reshus hayochid. Instead of having dalad al dalad, you have dalad al ches. So you have a boyer b'shus harabim, which is a reshus hayochid. V'zorak l'soichai machatzeles. And he threw in a machatzeles, a mat, into the boyer. By throwing the mat into the boyer, he divided the boyer, and he divided the boyer by making that now there's not on each side a cholol of dalet. On each side there's not a cholol of dalet. Because the mechitze, the machzelis in the middle, takes up space. V'chayre this gemara zamayre de kerai to the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashba is discussion on Tosfos, but let's not go into this parasha. Al koponim. So let's go back to Abaye. In kein Abaye, the pshitalei b'machzeles, the mevatel mechitzoso, that there was a boir b'shus hayochid, and the machzeles is mevatel the mechitzoso, the kamarosam boir b'shus harabim omek yud b'roichet ches, v'zorak l'soichai machzeles v'cholkoi potah, mishum dahashtel ha'va roichet dalet, the Choshkein, so Tosfos made such a Kal V'chaymer. So Madoch, there was a Rishus HaYochid already. Afal Pikein, it is Oiker the Rishus HaYochid, through the Zrike, the Choshkein the Potter, Basiyas Mechitze. So let's say in the first case of Rabbi Yochanan, when there wasn't a Rishus HaYochid, and the Akira makes a Rishus HaYochid, so zicher not called that there was a Rishus HaYochid if you didn't even have a Rishus HaYochid yet. So in the first case of Rabbi Yochanan, the Choshkein, the Potter, Basiyas Mechitzo. So it's not considered that you had a Rishus HaYochid. Madoch, when you had a Rishus HaYochid. It's called that you don't have a Rishus HaYochid b'shas hanoche. Avadi givis, if you never had a Rishus HaYochid, so it is not considered that you had a Rishus HaYochid b'shas hanoche. Mishum the kiven lehava mechitza me asara mechitza asara me kara loy mechayev. So al kaponim. So Taisvah says that if you have to create something, if you have to create a reshus hayochid, yizicha don't have the reshus hayochid before it was created. That means that you don't consider keilu you have it before it was created. Vim kain hochavaleluchiyu beimaytime. Given the lehave mechitza meikara, that means before you had a reshus harabe. And in order to be chayiv, it has to be considered that you threw into a reshus hayochid. You had a reshus hayochid before already. That yizicha don't say. That's Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha is geboit on a cheshbon of the Gemara. The Taisus was medame, the first case of Rabbi Yochanan to our Gemara. In the first case of Rabbi Yochanan, as yet you did not have a reshus hayochid. You have to make a reshus hayochid with the Akira. So the Gemara says it is not considered that since it's coming by Basachas, it's not considered you had a reshus hayochid b'shas the Akira. So Memele and Taisus learned pshat in our Gemara. That the whole reason you are potter is because you have the reshus hayochid b'shas hanoche. So Taisus says if you don't have it b'shas Akira, you don't have it b'shas hanoche. So how? Why are you potter? L'chayre b'shus hayochid comes later. There's first a hanochid b'shus harabim, and then you get your b'shus hayochid. So Taisus says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in Abayim, Rabbi Yochanan, and that is not pshat. I said, Taisus before had said pshat, that pshat was, we consider that we have the b'shus hayochid before the hanochid. So then Taisus says, Abayi Zichah doesn't hold like that. The time of the Abaya, the reason of Abaya is God different. Mishum de loy choshev loy akire v'loy anoche ki osi bahadi adodi. It is not called, the problem is it's not called an akire from a reshus hayochid, and it's not called a hanoche in a reshus hayochid, since b'shas the hanoche you lose the shame reshus hayochid. So Memele, so the case of Machzelus, that is the case of Machzelus that Abaye spoke about. Abaye held if you threw in a Machzelus, so the Shaila is, you need a Hanoche in a Rishus Hayochid. Since with the Hanoche it becomes Ois Rishus Hayochid, so maybe we don't have Hanoche in the Rishus Hayochid. So Memele here, in order to be Mechuyiv, you need a Hanoche in a Rishus Harabim. Since with the Hanoche it becomes Ois Rishus Harabin, so the males are considered Hanoche in the Rishus Harabin. Vachinami Leicheshiva Hanoche, given the Hanoche Vasi is Mechitze Badi Adodi Kosi. It's not considered I had a Hanoche in the Rishus Harabin because with the Hanoche it becomes a Rishus Hayochid. Not as considered it was Noch in a Rishus Hayochid that was here already. That's what Taisus learned in the Havamina. But you don't have a hanoche b'rishus harabim, because when it's noch, it becomes ois b'rishus harabim. So you're missing your akira, you're missing your noch. V'ho d'pshita leil Rabbi Yochanan tfei ba'asiyas mechitze mebesilut mechitze. So before Taisus had learned pshat alom, this is because here you have to make a rishus hayochid, and here you have already rishus hayochid, and that Taisus says that's not pshat. Ha'ine mishum d'dil ma'akira b'nishiteich shuva avu ba'anoch aloi. So Taisus is saying, no, the same pilpul is, you need an akira, you need a hanoche, but could be the chshivis of akira is greater than hanoche. We had already the svarah before already. So memela, that was the svarah of Yochanan. By akira, you need an akira, chshuvah. So since b'shas akira wasn't a reshus hayochid, it's not called I was like if I'm a reshus hayochid. Hanoche, maybe you don't need a hanoche, chshuvah. But al koponim, that is pshat in the Gemara according to Taisvis, that if the kaveres has a shame reshus hayochid, so you are put away because it is considered it was not noch in a reshus harabim. Since b'shas hanochid it is a reshus hayochid, so it's considered that it wasn't noch in a reshus harabim because the noch is a reshus hayochid. This was the memre of Abai. Rav Omar. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Rav Omar afilu ein rechovevov. Afilu discoveres is not rechovevov. So if it is not rechovevov, so it is not a rishus hayochid. And Abaye said in such a case, you are chayiv. So Rav says, you are potter. Why? My time, yefshel kroimi yishol konesh lo yalu lemailo miyasora. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, yefshel, since we are speaking about a kaveres, which is tall 10 tfochim, hoyel, so Rashi says, yefshel, hoyel ugvoya yud, since this is yud tfochim tall, shlo yehei bo kroimi yis, min hashesi shegvoyim mechavreyem shel oret. That means, it seems, the kaveres was made of material that was woven together, shesi and oret. Shesi is the material that is going vertically, and oret is the material that is going horizontally. So Rav said, vosva kaveres on the zayin, usually the chutei hashesi stick out over the chutei ha'oret. So memele, if the height of the kaveres is 10, there has to be mistama amashu of chutei hashesi, which are amashu more than 10 tfochim. So it's 10 tfochim, and then you have a hundredth of a tefach more, because of these kroimiyis which are sticking out of this kaveres. Now, so what sabos is? So these kroimiyis va'oilin lemaila miyud. So now when this kaveres rests, so this kaveres is resting in the whole avir rishus harabim, because the whole avir rishus harabim is 10 tfochim, and the kroimiyis, the minute kroimiyis, are jutting out into lemaila miyud, which is a mokim ptur. This is an avir of a mokim ptur. So what's wrong? Even the loyneiche kula bershus harabim. So since the whole kaveres is not lying in the rishus harabim, it's meugid. It's attached to a mokim ptur also. Lehava hanoche lechiyuvei. The whole din hanoche to be mechayiv is, if the whole chayfet is munach b'mokim chiyuv, but if the chayfet is part of the chayfet, is in a mokim ptur, so that's not called munach b'shus harabim. Felt is in the hanoches ha-chayfet, so memele, so Rav said, that you said rechov avov with your whole lomdus with reshus ha-yochid, whatever the lomdus of reshus ha-yochid is. Rashi's pshat, the Tosis pshat, and Rav says, but I'll tell you, I hear something new up his sleeve. As long as it's Gavoya Yud, so the Zicha Amashahu that is more than Yud, so Memelus of Al Chavit is not Munach Beshus Arabim, it's Me'ugid Lemokim Ptur, so therefore you are not Chayiv. And later we'll see that Abaye held he didn't reckon with this Koimis. This Koimis is only Amashahu, it's not a Dovah Choshev. So it is not correct to say that the Keli is not munach completely in the Rishus HaRabim. It is munach completely in the Rishus HaRabim, and the small minute kroimiyas do not change the status of the Keli. We look at the Keli Bishlei Musay, and that is munach Rishus HaRabim. Now let us go a little further. Now, till now we were speaking about that he threw the kaveres, and the kaveres looked something like a large vase, that the bottom of the base of the vase landed on the ground, and the walls of the vase are facing upwards. Kofo al piho. What if he threw the kaveres upside down? And that's normally how a kaveres looks. Kofa al piho. He threw it upside down. So the loch is as follows. Shiva umashahu, if this kaveres is shiva umashahu, it is a 7 tfochim plus a mashahu, chay. Shiva umachza, but what if it is shiva umachza, it is potter. Now we have again here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let us try to start Rashi. Zot Rashi azay. Kofa al pia vizolko. Aino rechava vovkoi. We are not speaking about a keveres that is rechava vov. So memelas azoy. The lumdus of throwing reshuyais does not apply here. He's not throwing a reshus. He's throwing a keveres that is less than vov. He's throwing a chayfet that is less than vov. But afal pikein, there'll be a time when he'll be potter if he throws it upside down. Why? So Rashi, let's see the next Rashi. Zayin umashehu chayev. Im gavoya zayin umashehu. If it is gavoya zayin umashehu. Adayin chayev. Then he'll zicha be chayev. V'chol shkein p'chusa mikein. And if it is less than zayin umashehu, he'll zicha be chayev. Ala filu gavoya zayin umashehu. Afilu it is gavoya zayin umashehu. The ikal lemeima. Since when he threw this upside down, so the mechitzos of the kaveres are facing downward. The kaimalon halacha lemoishe misinai domrin and lovut. We have halacha by a mechitza that we can extend the mechitza if there is less than three tfachim between one entity and another entity. We extend these two, if it is a mechitza, we'll extend it to the halacha of lovus. Let us see the Bach. Zamrin en lovus, afilo hochi chay, afal piken he'll be chay, dechimat ye poches mi gimel somach lekake, v'omel ben lovus, v'ava noche, akati kule ba'ave rishus harabim hi v'chay. That means when this kaveres is falling down, and this kaveres is shiva umashehu, so when this kaveres, we're speaking about kofa al piyo, so memela here we have four, we have mechitzas on the bottom, this is open, this is an open, this is the shalim is over here, and here we have the mechitzas of the kaveres. So when it comes to the goiva of a mashu less than three tfachim. So we have over here, so we will extend the mechitzas of the kaveres down to the earth. So now we just have yutfachim. Now we'll have yutfachim. That means when it's right over here, we'll stop the motion of the kaveres over here. So we have here a kaveres, which is in reality seven tfachim and a mashu. In lomdis, it has mechitzas yutfachim, because so what is, and now we will measure from here to here, so this is exactly Yutfachim. So we have here a Keli, which is not a Rishus, it is not Vav Tfachim, that rested completely in the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore, he's Chayev. Why did he threw a Chayfis that rested completely in the Rishus HaRabim? That is, if this will be, let's the Maradon Oysevein, that is, if this will be Shiva or Masho. But if this will be Shiva Ushnei Mashilin, it's a little bigger. It's Shiva Tvachin plus two Mashin. So Memele, so as soon as it reaches, over here, so we will, so as soon as it reaches the first Mashu, so it'll come out that we have here Yud Tvachin, and we'll go Yud Tvachin up to here. So it'll come out that the kaveres is sticking out a mashu into a mokim tool. So since the kaveres is sticking out a mashu into a mokim tool, so it's ogud b'mokim tool, so then you are potter. So therefore, Abai, and we did this because of the halacha of lovu, because since we have a teres mechitze, so we can say lovu over here, so it's ki'ilu noch in this matter, and it's sticking out L'mayla miyud. It is sticking out l'mayla miyud. So therefore, it has a loche that the hanoche b'shasa was noch b'rshus harabim. It was still sticking out in the mokim ptu, so therefore you are potter. Now we'll see tomorrow, Yotosham, we'll see the Lashon of Rashi in the Beinik, but just something to think about, there are two gevaldike ha'oris here. A fellow will say it is considered noch now, but it goes further down. So when it goes further down, Salochera, but now we have something that is not, before it was noch, but just was noch and it was sticking out, and now it's going again into a Rishus HaRab. So why ain't you chayy for the next Hanoche? Why ain't you chayy from the next Hanoche? This was a Hanoche. So what is Pshat? So the Teretz is, because the first time it was noch in a Rishus HaRab and a Mokim Ptur. That means I threw it from a Rishus HaYochid, and it was noch over here. Let's make believe it was Takenoch. So it was noch in Rishus HaRab and a Mokim Ptur. So for this Hanoche, I'm not Mechuyim. Because I threw it into Rishus HaRab and a Rishus HaYochid. Now it is going from a Rishus HaRab and a Mokim Ptur into Rishus HaRab. So what's this? That's no Meloche. He says, so the second step in the second Hanoche is, where is it going from? The first Hanoche was from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab and a Mokim Ptur. So that was nothing. The second Hanoche is from a Rishus HaRab, Mugit, a Mokim Ptur. It's not about a Rishus HaRab. So I didn't accomplish anything. But the second Ha'ore is a Gevaldik Ha'ore, which the new Ritvas asked San Rashi. But even though Metallah Lomdis, that you have here a Mechitza Yud, Metallah Zachem, but it's very difficult to say that it's not over here. I mean, because of this Mechitza, it's still moving. We're saying a Gevaldik Ha'chidish. You're saying that it's not over here, and then from here, Anu Akiran Anoche. So Al Koponim, Mehechi Teisi, should you say it's noch over here, since it's still moving? How could love would make that it became noch if it's the pile moving?